KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And hello, welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. First day of spring, 2022. Appears as if time seems to be speeding up. We just had a new year, and now we're at the beginning of spring. You know, I was reading an article today, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, he just approved a presidential decree yesterday prolonging martial law in the Ukraine from 5:30 a.m. yesterday morning. Actually, this is on the 26th of March for another 30 days until April 25th. Prolonging martial law, prolonging war. This is not going to stop. And the United States is going to continue to provoke Russia. It's a CIA operation in the Ukraine with the support of the Azov Battalion, the Nazi resistance. Continual heavy support for this Azov Battalion continues from NATO nations, European countries, the United States of America. They're pressing for war. This is what George Bush Jr. in 2021 said: we are at the beginning of the new 100-year war. There's been an advertising campaign for mercenaries. And the mercenaries being recruited, being paid $60,000 a month. $60,000 a month to go fight in the Ukraine. And they're going to fight alongside the rapidly diminishing ranks of Ukraine's crippled military, according to the Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. This was stated on Sunday. Anthony Blinken says that on CNN that the United States supports Poland, providing MiGs, SUVs, planes that the Ukrainians can fly to the Ukraine to Ukraine, and the Ukraine doesn't really want to. Polish government really doesn't want this type of publicity to get out. This is a part of, like I explained last Thursday in the last program, this is a operation by the United States of America, a PNEC, Project for New American Century Plan, or World Hegemony. Have an article I'm going to read from. This is from the actual PNAC site. Now, if I can find it. Project for a New American Century was the plan put together in the Bush administration into the Clinton administration. This is what it stated in the document. In a world in which peace and American security depend on American power and the will to use it, the main threat the United States faces now and in the future is its own weakness. American hegemony is the only reliable defense against the breakdown of peace and international order. The appropriate goal of the American foreign policy, therefore, is to preserve that hegemony as far into the future as possible. To achieve this goal, the United States needs a neo-Reaganite foreign policy of military supremacy and moral confidence. What's happening in the Ukraine is the plan for the project of a new American century. That is the plan. This plan has been engaged. It is in full momentum. Then in June of 1977, there was the statement of principles that were again repeated with the same goals, laid out by William Crystal and Kagan. I can't remember Kagan's first name. Stating that in a foreign affairs article, including the use of, okay, listen to this, including the use of preemptive force. What is happening in the Ukraine? This is preemptive force against a threat. The threat being Russia. America's hegemony. Now, this is just commentary. America's hegemony, or the hegemony of the United States, is determined to counter, oppose any threat or interference that threatens hegemony. And I'll give you an example when we get back. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888 6588 or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
We're going to continue where I left off. So my commentary is this, that the United States is determined to counter, oppose any threat or interference that threatens America's world hegemony. An example, George Bush, H.W., when he stated openly, a plan for a new world order. And the war in the Ukraine, again, is part of the process to destabilize and to control Asia. The United States is not going to, can't, will not allow Russia to fare well, either economically, which would be gas, energy, sales to Germany or any of the European nations, because it will just strengthen them economically. This has been something that has been in the a thorn in the side of America for the last 20 years. I'm going to break away from my commentary. You just mentioned Vladimir Putin. During the 90s, when the Rockefellers were the campaign against Russia, when Bill and Hillary Rockefeller, yes, that is true. Bill Rockefeller Clinton and Hillary Rockefeller Clinton, cousins. They keep it in the family, family marriage, two cousins. And the policies to open the doors, the open door policy into Russia, the perestroika, allowing and encouraging Wall Street bank barons from Harvard, Yale, the usual suspects, to go into Russia and work with the criminal element in Russia to pillage, plunder, steal, kill, mayhem, all the ingredients of disaster and upheaval. And they did. They pretty much, with Gorbachev, and with Yeltsin, especially Yeltsin, Boris Yeltsin, working to sell all of the riches of Russia to the bankers of the West. Not just the bankers, corporations also. What a strategy. And so the Rockefellers, so Bill and Hillary, this was the plan of the family. This was a family plan. John Rockefeller was still alive. David was still alive in the 90s. And not only did the Rockefellers in 1889 own, control, and have in their catch not just oil, kerosene, railroads, transportation, but now they had New York City in 1889. It was theirs. And then, shortly thereafter, the United States of America was their prize in their pocket. Presidents, congressmen, senators, heads of corporations working together. Antitrust laws didn't matter to them. Antitrust laws were not going to affect them in any way. The family business was going to thrive. It wasn't going to affect J.P. Morgan, Carnegie, Oppenheimer's, none of these people. It was just a sham. It was on paper only. You know, we will break these corporations apart. No, they didn't. So the Rockefellers continued to control America. The next step, unknown to most people, is they moved into the lands of the American Indians to drill, to steal mineral rights, water rights, metals. This is what these people do. And the Rockefellers always wanted someone in the White House. Well, Nelson Rockefeller, he didn't make it. Hillary's dad just never did get into the White House. Very close, but he never did quite make it. David Rockefeller had plans for Hillary. Put her in after Bill. You know, you go to the Tetons, if you go up to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, you take the road out of Jackson Hole North, the Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller Highway. Is it John D. Rockefeller? I believe it is. Highway. Wherever they go, they're like a feral cat. They spray to mark their territory. So, Winthrop Rockefeller, the territory he took over was Arkansas. And then shortly thereafter, his illegitimate son, William Jefferson Clinton, would become governor of Arkansas. Wherever they go, the feral cat will spray. Let everybody know what belongs to them. The United States, New York City, New York State, Arkansas. Now they have gone to Russia, and the feral cats have sprayed and left their mark in Russia, and it's destroyed. By the end of Yeltsin's term, before he stepped out of the presidency, Russia was a nation plundered. But what happened is God, and I'm telling this audience, Vladimir Putin is in the Bible. Vladimir Putin is put in by the God of heaven so that Russia can fulfill her destiny. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. For those that don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God, we prove the Word of God is the Bible is the Word of God by the prophecies that are fulfilled, by the prophecies that are talked about in the Bible. They must come to pass exactly as stated, every jot, every tittle. Christ said concerning prophecy, every jot, every tittle will come to pass. It cannot be changed, though the devil worshippers of the world would like to change it. Russia must be great to fulfill her destiny in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. So here, Yeltsin, at the end of his, he lived another 10 or 15 years, but I think he was worn out. He realized that he was just too old to try to deal with the corruption in Russia. Corruption with enemies without, adversaries within. He places Vladimir Putin in office. This was the big shock to the global order in the world, because Yeltsin was a Clinton Democrat, so to speak, a Hillary Democrat, part of the objective, part of the plan. Now, Yeltsin has done everything he was asked to do. But I think he had a change of heart. I think he grew a conscience. He puts in Vladimir Putin. Putin, first thing he does, he begins to take out, cut out all of the oligarchs who are working with the West in America, in Wall Street, in New York, in Europe. He begins to move them out. He begins to clean up corruption. He begins to change the society. He allows the Russian people, they have already from the 70s had their faith in God. The God of heaven began to grow. And there was an easing of the persecution of the Christians back in the 1970s. Vladimir Putin even opened the door to religious worship even more for the Russian people. The occult world cannot have that. The occult world, it frightens them more than anything that a nation can do. Any nation that will acknowledge God in the positions of power within a nation, God will bless that nation with strong economy. There will be no hunger. There will be no war. The people will be mentally right in their minds. There won't be any madness. There won't be any, they will just be logical. And the society will be mentally healthy. So you have Russia becoming mentally healthy after the turn of the century. And you have the United States of America, the psychological problems in the high up in the political world, the madness begins. The madness began in America and it is continued. You have madness at the highest levels of government. Mad, not even having no ability to make decisions that would help their fellow man intentionally. Because of who they serve. When Vladimir Putin began as president, and then there was a short stint where Medvedev was president, but then Putin was back in power again, and he has done everything that he was supposed to do. According to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Russia has to be a very strong economy, has to have a strong economy, a strong political base within the country, so that the citizens of Russia will not turn on the president because of his policies. His anti-West policies have really solidified the Russian people, because the Russian people understand what happened during the early Gorbachev and later Yeltsin years. They're very aware of what happened. The Russian people, they are not dumbed down. There are no dumbed down policies in Russia. The Russian people are taught the ABCs, math, history, theology, political science, and on and on. These people are mentally well off. Their children, abortion, when Putin came in, the abortion issue, there was a beginning of an end to that. The matter of Russia allowing the children of Russia to be adopted out to other nations to be abused and sacrificed, that ended with Russia allowing divorce. The divorce rates that were common are, they're still divorce, but not probably 70% less than what it had been. The corruption and the drug use in Russia is percentage-wise probably, I believe, over 50% of what it was. It's more than that to what it is presently. This is due to Vladimir Putin. Putin and he's a man of faith. He's a man of deep faith. He's a man who loves his country. He loves his country. What about those in office in this country? Do they love America like Thomas Jefferson? for Abraham Lincoln? Do they? Vladimir Putin has to make Russia politically strong once again with nations in the world. He has done it. And militarily, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, he is to make Russia a great, powerful military might, which he has done. And he will continue to do for a little while longer. So, this is what Vladimir Putin has done for this country. He was put in by God to accomplish a purpose. And he is accomplishing it. It cannot be changed. In spite of the Rockefeller plan to destroy Russia through Rockefeller children. And also, in the future, I am going to continue with this lineage. This lineage is a very, not only powerful, but it's an evil lineage. And so this is why Vladimir Putin is hated by the West. And like I was stating, the United States can't allow Russia. They can't allow Russia to fare well economically or politically or militarily because it will interfere with PNAC, the plan for world hegemony. They can't allow it. And this is why they have this strategy in the Ukraine, beginning when Barack Obama was a senator, 2005, and even before that, so they can, the Clintons could go into Russia, destabilize Russia. Well, immediately after Vladimir Putin came in, they needed to make sure that they had a way, a backup plan to destabilize Russia. That would be through the Ukraine. That would be through a nation right next door. You know, you ever had neighbors living beside you that were they were just the worst neighbors you could ever imagine? Well, that's what Ukraine is to Russia. There's nothing in the Ukraine that Russia wants. Their economy is devastated. You have a nation full of Nazis who hate Russians. They hate Jews. They are trying to overthrow Zelensky also. The Azov Battalion, these Nazis. See, Zelensky is Jewish. His mother is Jewish. I believe it's his mother. Well, these Nazis in the Azov Battalion and the other nationalists in the nation, they want to take over the nation for themselves. They want another Germany right there next to Russia. They're doing a good plan, or they're doing a good job of it, because the United States is funding them. United States funding. United States military CIA operations, military strategists assisting them, assisting the Ukrainians. It's a mess. It's a disaster. It's going to get worse. The United States is not going to stop. They can't stop, because the plan was already made. PNAC, Project for a New American Century, American World Hegemony. Americans, if they will understand what has been happening, and really, I think to a great degree, Americans are understanding that the present government is hostile to Christians, to patriots, conservatives, anyone who will not go along with the objectives and the plan of this administration. Now, last Friday, I'm going to just kind of bring everybody up to date. So, last Friday, Vladimir Putin, he's addressing, well, actually it was Chairman Dmitry Medvedev, who used to be the president, he stated, "The West's flagrant hatred of Russia will apparently never hit rock bottom. NATO's expansion toward our borders, an all-out economic and information war against our country, non-stop threats and intimidation attempts, and the fierce persecution of our citizens overseas are the reason for the extreme rise in international tensions that the world is going through. They have an urgent need to corner our country." He's going to talk about who they are. Corner our country, bring it to its knees, and reform it based on the Anglo-Saxon world blueprints. In this program, in the Open Forum program, over a year ago, here on The Present Truth, I have talked about a group called Pilgrim Society. It's Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, Presbyterians, I think it was. But I've talked about, and last week I read on Friday, about Cecil B. Rhodes, his plan to take over the world, and it would be the Anglo-Saxon peoples. Initially, he said it would be the white people, but eventually he said it would be, they would switch it to the English-speaking peoples. And right now, Medvedev is, he is presenting clearly for those who can understand that what is happening is an Anglo-Saxon blueprint to make Russia weak and obedient, or better yet, to tear it to pieces. But he states it's not going to work. Russia is strong enough to put all of its brazen enemies in their place. So he's addressing the matter of the Pilgrim Society. That's who he's talking about. Then the Patriarch of Russia, who's the head of the Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, he last week stated also that this matter with the denazification operation in the Ukraine, it's a holy war. It's a metaphysical battle against a godless international order that rewards governments which emphasize sin. Governments which emphasize sin and punishes those who embrace God's laws. Then Pope Francis, he comes out and he states that, or he holds an emergency online meeting with Kirill, and in the meeting he states the world needs to keep calm. The world needs to keep calm. How does it say it here? Keep calm because of this alarming situation in the Ukraine. And then he warns that this conflict in Ukraine could lead to a final catastrophe that would extinguish the human race. Well, that's not going to happen. The human race is not going to be extinguished. There's going to be a lot of... There are going to be billions of people die. But the human race is not going to be extinguished. What happens in an eventual war, what will happen with this eventual nuclear war, eventually mankind is going to have to start over from scratch. Everything is going to be destroyed. The world will have to start over from scratch. Well, to some degree, Christ did say that if he doesn't come, no flesh would be saved. No flesh would be saved. And it won't be completely destroyed, but there's going to be great death. The world is going to see things happen that never before. Then Joe Biden comes out and he says that, well, should there be any type of nuclear catastrophe, we are recommended to stay inside for 24 hours unless the local authorities provide other instructions. And he says, while you stay inside, continue to practice social distancing. Wear a mask, but keep your distance of at least 6 feet between yourself and the people who are not part of your household. But nuclear war, and he wants you to wear a mask. Talk about madness. This is what I say about madness. Nuclear war, but wear your mask. Then Beijing, President Xi Jinping, the American government asked that China would denounce Moscow, completely denounce Moscow ahead of the scheduled call between socialist leader Biden and the Chinese president, not communist leader, President Xi Jinping. And he said on the Ukraine, and Zhao Lijian, the Chinese foreign ministry spokesman, states, on the Ukraine issue, China has always acted objectively and impartially and made independent judgments based on the merits of a matter, of the matter itself. So in other words, China is not going to denounce Moscow, which, again, this does not sit well with the plans of the New World Order here in the United States of America. And so, and we'll be back in a few minutes to continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new P.E. Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is tehuboteaclub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, tehuboteaclub.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, New World Order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair, send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing round, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
I pretty much think that song says it all. Send in the clowns. Now, I'm getting to a point. My point is this. Eventually, Zelensky, I'm going to have to jump forward to a very important part of an article. And that part is this, while I'm looking for it, that Zelensky, he just stated here, I think 24 hours ago, he declares martial law. Then he said, the CNN comes out and states that Zelensky is ready for negotiations with President Putin. He warned if these negotiations break down, World War III is assured. World War III is assured? Well, huh. Now, Zelensky is Russian. His mother, I believe, was Jewish. His father was part of the Russian, he was a colonel in the Red Army. Now, this is going to throw a curveball. Here, the Washington Post published an article. Mixed signals from Ukraine's president and his aides leave West confused about his endgame. Worryingly stating, the specific elements of any peace deal his government may be discussing with Moscow, It remains a mystery to Western leaders. So in other words, what is Zelensky doing in his negotiations with Russia? The secretive rounds of meetings between Russian and Ukrainian negotiators could hold the key to ending the conflict, but also carry broader implications for European security, depending on how the warring parties settle their differences. Now, there was a Ukrainian negotiator. His name was Denis Kyriev, and he was executed for treason by the Ukrainian security forces here recently. As an execution coming after Kyriev revealed to his British intelligence contacts, here's what he reveals. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was using the meetings to order specific Russian airstrikes. You get this? Zelensky's Jewish. Azov Battalion. Nazis. So Kyriev is he's murdered. He's executed because he's stating that Zelensky is meeting with the Russians to give the Russians positions where the Ukrainian military Azov Battalion personnel are. One airstrike was at a Ukrainian military base near the Polish border, where foreign Nazi mercenary forces were being processed and equipped to join the conflict. Another airstrike obliterated the only MiG-29 repair depot in Ukraine before the West could transport warplanes there to aid Nazi forces. A third is Russia, for the first time, used its state-of-the-art Kinzhal hypersonic missile to destroy an arms depot near the city of Ivano-Frankivsk in western Ukraine before the Americans supplied weapons could reach the Nazi forces. So that's a twist. Zelensky, possible talks with Vladimir or the Russian counterparts, and he's revealing where the Azov Nazis are. Again, now this is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is a Russian, not a Ukrainian, born of Jewish parents, and whose father, Seymour Ivanovich Zelensky, served in the Red Army. So, now I don't know, for those that may have heard the program, I think 3 weeks ago, I'd have to go back and look. I stated that according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, the Ukraine would be one of the nations that comes down to the mountains of Israel to be destroyed with Russia. So, is something happening in Ukraine? There's going to be peace with Russia and the Ukraine, but not the West. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, we'll finish out the show. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth program. On Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcasts for both programs and programs throughout the week on the weekend are on 1360KHNC.com. To the podcast sections you want to, to the hosts you want to listen to. Programs streamed at all times on 1360KHNC. Now, I was going to say before I close out that I'll have to talk about this tomorrow. The Ukraine, according to CNN yesterday, is stating that the Ukrainian side is ready for negotiations with President Putin. And they would like these negotiations to be held in Jerusalem. Now, that is one of the signs of the end of the world in the last decade. As you know, I believe that we are now in the last decade prior to Christ's return, and all the prophecies, Armageddon is going to take place at the end of this decade, at the beginning of the decade, in the first couple of years, in 2.5 years in, Russia is going to be destroyed when she attacks Israel. One of the nations that will go with Israel, or will go with Russia to Israel, I believe, is the Ukraine. So, all of a sudden, we hear that Zelensky might be working with the Russian negotiators with Putin. Because of what? Why? Because the Ukraine and Zelensky, they have been abandoned by NATO, the EU, and the West. At the same time, they are in a financial hurt because Russia is not supplying gas through their pipelines to the West. Zelensky, I believe, also is part of an end of the world scenario. I think, like I feel, Russia and the Ukraine, when it's time for Russia's judgment, Ukraine will be one of the nations that comes with Russia to the mountains of Israel to be punished. So, and as we go into the future, the United Nations is not going to be the body that is going to negotiate with the nations in conflict. It's not going to be the UN, because the UN is the left hand of the United States government. And the nations aren't going to want to do anything at the UN. And according to the Bible prophecies, all of the negotiations eventually that conducted on behalf of the New World Order are going to take place in Jerusalem. And this, again, once again, I have stated that I do believe that we are in the last decade prior to Christ's return. This would be the time where there are going to be wars, rumors of wars, there will be conflicts, the beginning of the great famines that are going to overtake the world, and also great political upheaval internationally. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, race against race. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez, join me tomorrow, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Join you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a good day. Have a good night. Don't lose any sleep. We need you.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.